Hi everyone, my name is Sal Rico, Chief Medical Officer at Encoded Therapeutics. This month, the journal Epilepsy and Behavior published a systematic literature review of the burden of Dravet syndrome. The clinical and medical teams at Encoded Therapeutics, which I'm honored to lead, along with preeminent Dravet syndrome clinicians and key opinion leaders, Dr. Joe Sullivan and Professor Samir Zuberi, co-authored this paper. This is part of Encoded's multi-pronged strategy to improve our understanding of Dravet syndrome before we initiate our first semi-human clinical trial for ETX-101, our investigational gene regulation therapy. This literature review summarizes the contemporary available data to help paint a fuller picture of the disease's impact on individuals living with Dravet syndrome, their families, and healthcare systems. One of the outputs of this review is an evidence-based contemporary visualization charting the evolution by age of the seizure-related manifestations of Dravet syndrome, as well as all-cause mortality and mortality due to sudden unexpected death in epilepsy, or SUDEP. A second figure illustrates the evolution of non-seizure-related manifestations, such as neurodevelopmental delays, impaired speech and communication, and motor and behavioral problems. The review confirmed many of the known, yet sobering, aspects of Dravet syndrome. These include the early and high burden of seizures, and the early incidence of communication and motor skill impairments before age 2 years. We also found that, while likely underreported, the direct costs of the disease are very high, and both patients and their caregivers have an impaired quality of life. Mothers, in particular, seem impacted both personally and professionally. This SLR reinforced that gaps remain in our full understanding of Dravet syndrome, in part because most studies are cross-sectional and lack the longitudinal data to understand the impact and its progression over time. Along with the Dravet syndrome community, Encoded is working to bridge those gaps. We have an ongoing Dravet Engage initiative, which captures experiences and feedback from the patient community directly. And we also have our Envision Natural History study that is focused on the youngest patients living with the syndrome. All of these efforts remind us that Dravet syndrome affects the entire family unit, that in essence, we need to find endpoints that are meaningful to the whole family, not just the individual. As Lauren, mom to Finn, who's a 7-year-old living with Dravet syndrome, told us, Dravet syndrome is a whole family syndrome. This work would not have been possible if it were not for families like Finn's, who share their stories and give the gift of data in many different ways, such as through participating in survey and natural history studies and clinical trials, as well as consenting to having their medical records shared for retrospective studies. It is this family's courage, strength, and commitment that drives our mission. We look forward to continuing to work alongside the Dravet syndrome community on similar efforts.